Welcome back. This one's advanced and it's aimed at a very specific goal, a premaster that's ready for mastering, but also genuinely DJ friendly. Meaning it's easy to mix in a set, it doesn't have surprise peaks, the intros and outros behave, and the drop hits hard without turning your master into a flat brick. Let's get one thing straight before we touch anything. Headroom is not just turn the master down. If you turn the master down, you're only changing the number you see on the master meter. You're not fixing the thing that's actually causing the mix to run out of space. Uncontrolled low end, inconsistent transients, hidden peaks in returns and gain structure that changes every time the arrangement gets busy. So the mindset is, we're building controlled gain structure at the group level with a master chain that is metering and safety only. Not loudness, not make it sound mastered. Safety and truth. First, session setup. Quick but important. Pick a sample rate and stick with it. 48k if you're using modern libraries or anything video related. 44.1 assign 2. Don't overthink this. Consistency matters more than perfection. Next, warping discipline. Breaks and drum loops. Use beats mode most of the time. Complex Pro only if you truly need it, because it can smear transients and make you compensate by pushing level. Bass one shots, avoid warping if you can. If you must, repitch is usually the most stable vibe for low end. Now group your session. This is huge for headroom. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music group for pads, stabs, atmos, leads, an effects group for risers, impacts, noise, optional vocals or shouts. Here's the philosophy. You manage headroom with those group faders and trims, not by fighting the master fader and praying a limiter saves you. Now, master bus meters and a pre-master chain. On the master, we're going to build a simple chain. Three devices. Stock Ableton, in this order. Utility, spectrum, limiter. Utility first. Leave gain at 0 for now. Width at 100. If your version of utility has bass mono, switch it on and start around 120 Hz. This is not a creative move. This is club translation insurance. You can adjust later, but start there. Then spectrum. Increase the block size to 4096 or 8192 so you can actually read low-end behavior. Set the averaging to a few seconds, like 3 to 6 seconds, so it doesn't bounce around and lie to you. Then limiter, but listen carefully. This limiter is a seatbelt, not an engine. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB, and the rule is, it should only kiss the loudest moments. 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction at absolute max. If it's doing more than that, the lesson is not get a better limiter. The lesson is your mix has a headroom problem upstream. If you have a LUFS and True Peak Meter plugin, great. Use it. If not, don't panic. You can still do this with careful peak behavior, spectrum, and your ears. Now we set a headroom target. Before plugins, before EQ, before any clever stuff, pull your groups down so your loudest drop peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS on the master. For drum and bass per master, minus 6 is a classic safe target. If you're sending to a mastering engineer and want extra comfort, a minus 8. We're leaving room for mastering EQ moves, saturation, and final loudness. Most importantly, we're not spending transients early. Here's a coaching note that a lot of people miss. Headroom is also about crest factor. That's the gap between the peaks and the average level. DJs feel crest factor. It's punch. It's air moving without sounding like a constant slab of sound. So here's a quick check. Even without fancy metering, watch your master limiter gain reduction and your track meters during the loudest 8 bars. If the limiter is barely working, but the drop still feels pinned and kind of exhausting, you probably don't have a master peak problem. You have a low crest factor problem because your groups are overcompressed or oversaturated. In other words, you removed the punch, so you turned it up, and now everything feels loud but not big. Next big concept. Monitoring calibration. Advanced producers get this wrong all the time. If your room is loud and you're mixing too quiet at the speakers, you start chasing loudness in the mix with bus processing. Pick a repeatable monitor level. Same chair position, same speaker volume, same approximate loudness each session. Then level match your reference track to your premaster by ear at that same monitor level. Your decisions get way more stable. All right, now drums. Because in DNB, if your drums are controlled, headroom gets easy fast. On your drums group, start with cleanup EQ. High pass only if you need it, around 20 to 30 Hz, gentle slope. We're not trying to thin the kick. We're removing rumble and nonsense that eats limiter headroom. If the kick feels boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350 can help, but keep it subtle. Then drum bus. This is for punch and density, not for make it louder. Drive somewhere like 2 to 8%. Boom very carefully, because Boom is a headroom eater. Transients can go positive for Snap, something like plus 5 to plus 20 depending on your samples. And then, the most important part, trim the output so bypass and engaged are the same loudness. If you don't level match, your brain will choose louder every time, and you'll build a headroom disaster while thinking you improve tone. Optional, glue compressor on the drum group, light glue, 2 to 1 ratio. Attack 3 ms if you want to clamp a bit, or 10 ms if you want more snap through. Release auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Makeup off, then level match again. Now the key move for headroom, clip or shape peaks before they hit the master. If the snare is the thing that spikes the master every time it hits, don't solve that by limiting the whole song. Solve it at the snare channel or snare bus. Put saturator on the snare. Turn on soft clip, drive 1 to 4 dB and compensate the output. You want it to only catch the very loudest hits. This is how you become DJ-proof. One snare flam shouldn't dictate the level of your entire premaster. And while we're here, remember the kick and sub relationship. Often in rolling DNB, kick weight is around 50 to 90 HC, and the sub fundamental is often 40 to 60 depending on key. They can overlap, but they can't both be maxed. If you do that, you'll get stacked low-end peaks that steal all your headroom, and your limiter will react like it's being attacked. Now bass. This is where headroom goes to die. First, split your bass into two worlds, sub and mid-bass. Separate tracks. Separate control. Your sub track should be boring on purpose. Operator sign or triangle. Add a tiny bit of saturation, 1 or 2 dB drive, soft clip on, purely to help translation. Then ek. Low pass around 80 to 120 so you keep it pure. If saturation creates junk around 150 to 300, cut it lightly. Then utility, width to 0%, mono sub, always. This is club survival. Set the sub level after the drums feel right. If you set sub first, you'll keep rebalancing forever. Mid-bass tracks, high pass them around 80 to 120 to make room for the sub. Then do your character. Saturation, overdrive, pedal, whatever. But stay disciplined, harmonics are great. But uncontrolled mid-bass can mask your snare. Then you boost snare. Then the master clips. That's the chain reaction. If you use multiband dynamics on mid-bass, treat it like a stabilizer, not a loudness machine. Small reductions just to shave unpredictable notes. You're controlling spikes, not flattening the entire identity. Now sidechain, but do it for headroom, not for trend. Put a compressor on the sub-keyed from the kick, or ghost kick if your kick pattern isn't consistent. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.1 to 1 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. Tempo dependent. At 174 bpm, start around 90 ms and adjust until the groove breathes naturally. Gain reduction 2 to 5 dB max. Enough to clear the kick transient, not enough to make the sub pump like a vacuum cleaner unless that's specifically your style. This sidechain isn't just about making space. It prevents stacked peaks, that's literal headroom. Now we deal with invisible peaks, the stuff that clips you even though it doesn't sound that loud. Reverbs and FX returns are classic culprits. Put EQ after reverbs. High pass the reverb return around 200 to 400 HC. In DNB, you almost never need low-end reverb. It muddies the groove and creates hidden peaks. If the reverb is harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4K can help. If your return spikes, compress the return. 2 to 1, fastish attack, medium release, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. And here's a habit that will save you long term. Put a utility at the end of every return track. Treat it like a gain staging fader. Returns can clip internally even when your master looks fine. Also watch stereo wideness, especially on mid-bass and tops. Wide processing can create side channel peaks that jump your meter and vanish in mono. Same with chorused bass layers. Phase drift makes the summing inconsistent. One bar it's huge, next bar it's thin, and your master peak behavior becomes unpredictable. If your reese stacks are wide and peaky, try mid/side EQ on the mid-bass group. High pass the sides higher, like 150 to 250 HC, so your width lives above the low mids. Keep the mid-channel holding the weight. This often stabilizes the master without killing the wraparound vibe. Now arrangement. Because DJ-friendly headroom isn't just mixing, it's design. Intros and outros. Aim for 16 or 32 bars of clean drums with minimal bass. DJs want space to blend. If your intro has full sub notes, you're fighting the outgoing track's low end. Either remove sub entirely or manage it. Filter it, automate a low shelf down, or use a harmonics-only bass layer that's high-passed so it suggests space without throwing 40 Hz into the blend. Pre-drop risers are another peak trap. Risers and impacts are often pre-limited samples that are broadband, and they can clip right before the drop, which is the worst moment to clip. Simple fix: automate the FX group utility down 1 to 3 dB in the last bar before the drop, then bring it back after the impact. You keep the drama, and you protect the drop's headroom. Drop design: don't stack every layer in bar 1. Let the first 8 bars breathe, then add evolution at bar 9 or 17. DJs love predictable phrasing, and your meters love it too. And instead of adding more channels, automate energy, distortion amount, filter opens, reverb sends, drum bus drive, but with output compensated so the vibe changes without the peak level exploding. Also keep drop 1 and drop 2 consistent in perceived loudness. If drop 2 is 2 or 3 dB louder, DJs will feel it immediately because they're riding the mixer gain. If you want drop 2 bigger, widen mids and highs, add call and response edits, change tone, add fills, but don't just turn it up. Now referencing inside Ableton. Bring in a reference track, a Pro DNB tune you trust. Route it straight to the master, bypassing your groups. Then level match it down using utility, so its perceived loudness matches your premaster section. This is critical. Don't compare your -6 dB premaster to a fully mastered brick at commercial loudness. That comparison will make you do dumb things. When you /B, listen for snare crack relative to sub weight, low end tightness, and how bright the hats are at the same perceived level. Not as mine is loud, but as mine is balanced and controlled. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so this becomes repeatable. Pick a 16 bar drop loop. On the master, reset to utility, spectrum, limiter with -1 ceiling. Turn off any loudness tools you had on the master, especially anything doing multiple dB of limiting. Balance in this order. Drums first, get the snare hitting right. Then sub, mono and side chained. Then mid bass, high passed and character focused. Then music and atmos. This audio version is shortened for playback.